music means it is time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. Joining me on the phone is Orange County Commissioner, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, to talk about some Orange County local government. Renee, how are you? Happy Wednesday.
Oh, well, I'm so glad to be with you again this week. It's been a long week, and summer is here.
Oh, it definitely is. Man, we got hit with the heat just all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That is typical North Carolina for you there. We've got some things to catch up on the local government level, but obviously some state government news today with Governor Roy Cooper just making that announcement a few hours ago about this new executive order that is set to go into place on Friday, where some of the public health measures that have been in place to limit the spread of COVID-19 since the start are being eased back. No more masks outdoors, he says. Whether you're vaccinated or not, the mass gathering limits will be bumped up a little bit. 100 people indoors, 200 people outdoors. And this is building to that June 1st goal of being able to fully lift capacity in mass gathering restrictions that he's got in place. Renee, we talked a little bit about when he made that announcement last week of that June 1st deadline, and this is kind of a step getting toward there. You know, vaccination rates looking pretty good, metrics pretty stable right now, but this no masks outside is kind of a big step for our community.
Oh, it is. It really is, and I think people are excited because it's, in addition to meaning that we can be a little more free about what we do, it also means that we're getting past this pandemic, which has been over a year, and it has really taken a toll on our minds, our spirits, our bodies. And so I think it's an exciting time. That said, we still need to be cautious. We still have to get people vaccinated. And our Orange County Health Department is still encouraging people to get the vaccination. They've made it a whole lot easier. You can now do walk-ins. You can just walk into a facility. You can you can schedule your own. There will be pop-up vaccination clinics. So it's important that we continue this momentum so that we actually can meet that goal on June 1st.
Yeah, that was definitely part of the messaging today, too, of it's not just in Orange County where walk-up appointments are available. It's all across the state where you can find appointments because the supply is certainly there now. It's just finding enough folks to get those shots into the arms of, right?
Yes, yes. And there still is hesitancy among some people, especially when they heard about some of the things with Johnson & Johnson, although that pause has been lifted and it's considered to be safe to take. It's better to take it and feel secure that you won't get the virus. And I think some people are just, you know, again, cautious about vaccines in general or vaccinations. And we just encourage people to talk to someone that has taken the vaccine, gotten both, either the one shot or both of their shots, and realize that it's better to have to feel uneasy maybe for a day or two than to come down with COVID and possibly risk your life.
We're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. And Renee, the board had a pretty big meeting last night. It was the joint board meeting, not just with county commissioners, but also with the two school boards of Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Pretty big one that happens each year around this time as budget season is going on. I guess the first question is, last year it was held entirely virtually. It was very tricky because everybody was still getting used to that format. Was it a little bit smoother this time around?
Yes, I think we've all gotten used to the Zoom format, and people know how to raise their hand and and share screens. And so, yeah, we were able to do it. And, of course, we had I had met with the chairs, the two school boards, and our staff. We had met earlier a couple weeks ago and put together the agenda, so we kind of knew what was going to, you know, how the flow was going to go. I was expecting, we all had expected to get out of there by around 10 o'clock, if not before, but as you saw, we adjourned around 11 o'clock. But we did hear some very, a lengthy and very descriptive and very useful, descriptions of the budget and what they're what the schools are thinking about, the two school systems and Durham Tech. We have to remember Durham Technical Community College as well, as we're getting ready to build another building in the at the Orange County campus. But we did get a good look at what the priorities and needs and challenges are and concerns are for the two school systems. And I think the really nice thing is that, the two school systems are really working together. Even though their presentations looked a little different, you could see that they're on parallel paths in trying to bring the students back in, make up for that loss, that learning loss in the past year, and address inequities that had already been there for decades, and seeing how we can move forward as we look to the future to build a future that is equitable, addresses the needs of our students, and keeps us moving forward into the 21st century.
Usually a big topic of conversations in those yearly check-ins is securing funding for big development or maintenance projects that both of the school systems are hoping to undergo, not just necessarily the upcoming fiscal year, but many years down the road since they are kind of long-standing. Obviously, the most of this last year, there have not been very many students in classrooms, but they are set to return, and both school districts are aiming to have kids back almost in full, essentially, come fall. So I'm curious, Renee, was that a big point of discussion last night, too? Was school infrastructure and maintenance needs pretty toward the top of the needs list for both districts?
Oh, yes, they included school facility needs in that, and it's something that is always of concern, because nothing stays the same, and with use or with time, things begin to deteriorate or need repair, and so they've got that built into their budgets, actually for the next 5 years, and we've helped them with a deferred maintenance plan, funding. So yes, we looked at that. We also looked at our teachers and teacher pay and the supplement, and how we can continue to pay our teachers and also the additional staff people that help the teachers, that help the faculty. You know, it really is a village. You've got a lot of people that are involved in raising children and keeping schools open and running well. And so we're looking at them also in terms of the funding.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Now I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, you know, teachers and that support staff, mm-hmm. I don't know if this might have been the year out of all of them where their importance and usefulness have really shown through in a year like any other when it comes to teaching.
Oh, yes. I mean, they've had to, pick up the, actually carry the water, if you will, for so many of our students that were home and isolated, not with their friends, still needing lessons. And the other thing that is really, really important is food. We have a lot of children that have relied on the school meals for their meals. And so we saw that in the budget, and that will continue. And some of the staff were very instrumental in making sure that our children got food through this past year. And then going forward, of course, that's in the budget. So we will continue to provide breakfast and lunch to our students that need them.
We're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price, orangecountync.gov, the website to go to there for the full agenda and links to the video from that joint school board meeting last night with the county commissioners. Renee, something else that you and I have talked about the last couple weeks, but now the deadline is very much upon us, is the revaluation process across the county. The informal appeal process is ending on Friday, and there's been a lot of community discussion about, you know, these changes in property taxes, property value, and for folks who are, you know, not really sure what to do, the county has some resources to help them out.
Well, first of all, what people need to do, we talked about that deadline for the informal appeals process. That deadline is the end of this week, and that means that people need to notify the tax office that they want to appeal the valuation of their property. And they can, there's a form that they can fill out, or they can simply write a letter and include the property address, the PIN number if you have it, and how staff can contact you, and then they will work with you on they'll review the valuation. The other process will begin directly after that, so beginning on May 3rd, which is a Monday, then people can file what's called a formal appeal. And those appeals will go before the Board of Equalization and Review. Now, what we are trying to do in the short term, and I had a conversation with people from Empowerment and the Mayor and Chief Jackson Center, is to help people right now with the informal appeals process to see what we can do. Our tax office needs the data so they can actually make some changes and see where they're possibly have a different or inaccurate picture of what Northside and Tin Top and Pine Knolls, what those neighborhoods really look like. And also to think about how we classify some of these buildings. It's hard for tax, especially during COVID, when they had to, in the way that they had to do their assessments, it's hard for them to know whether a three-story, when you're looking at a three-story, a three-bedroom home on paper, whether you've got a family in there, two adults and maybe one or two children, or whether you've got a building that has been purchased by an investor and now has like five or six students living in there as opposed to a family. So, that's where we're running into some issues is and the value, because, investment property will sell at one price, and then you've got people that are living in their homes and they've been there for decades. And all of a sudden, their single family home is being compared to properties that are selling for $400,000 so that someone can use it as income property.
Yeah, certainly a discrepancy there. And again, orangecountync.gov is the website to go to that will have some descriptions on how to complete that informal appeals process, links and folks to get in touch with in order to complete that. We're speaking with Orange County Commissioner Renee Price. And Renee, we've got to wrap things up, but very quickly here, is there anything else going on around the community you want to let folks know about?
Well, I do want to say as follow-up to our conversation just now about the reval, that in addition to looking at the website, please get in touch with Dolores Bailey or George Barrett or Kathy Atwater. They can help you. And if you're in the northern part of the county, I know former Judge Beverly Scarlett said that she would help people as well. Sometimes it takes that one-on-one for people to go through these processes. And for folks that if they're listening in and you have a church community, please get the word out, through all your networks to help folks with this, because it is very difficult for people that have been on a limited income or a fixed income for years to be able to afford this massive increase in their property tax value.
Once again, that informal appeals process ends on Friday, so pretty short timeline for the rest of this week. And Orange County Commissioner Renee Price, we've got to go, but thanks so much for joining us once again. We'll speak with you next week.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.